Well, the Taliban are angry at Afghanistan's Assembly of Elders, or the Loya Jirga, after it endorsed a security deal with the U.S. In a statement, militants condemned the deal as, quote, a pact of slavery. Now, the statement also said the deal would benefit neither side. The deal now has to go to the Afghan parliament for approval. The Bilateral Security Agreement, or BSA, allows the USA troops to stay in Afghanistan after NATO pulls out in 2014. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has said the deal won't be signed until after the 2014 election. Well, the U.S. has urged Karzai to sign the pact as soon as possible, a demand rejected by the Afghan president. Well, let's cross over to Kabul. Join my Press TV's correspondent, Faiz Khorshid. Faiz, good to see you. Now, Faiz, we have a statement out of the Taliban talking about their anger over this deal. Let's talk about the Loya Jirga and the reasons why that, first of all, they have agreed to this pact.
Marzi, there were about 2,500 delegates inside this Jirga, and later on they were divided up into committees by the government. And all these committees went through the contents of this bilateral security deal. Some of them appeared to be in favor of this deal, others were strongly against the contents of this deal. But what was very surprising for many was that most of the chairmen of these committees were friends and aides of President Hamid Karzai. They went one by one to the podium and said that they agreed to this deal. But when President Hamid Karzai appeared in the Jirga, uproar broke out. His speech was interrupted by several delegates. Those delegates strongly criticized how the U.S. led this war over the past 12 years. But those criticisms and the concerns of those people were not taken into consideration by President Hamid Karzai. And President Hamid Karzai announced that this Jirga has approved the security deal, but he's not going to sign it. He announced his own preconditions that he said for signing this deal then.
What about now? Because we have heard that Washington has said they definitely want this deal signed before the end of this year. How likely is that to happen? Because what we're hearing from you and others, of course, is that there's a lot of pressure on President Karzai right now. Any word, any signs that still there's a possibility that he may agree to have this signed before the end of this year?
You're right. President Hamid Karzai is now under incredible pressure by White House to change his mind and sign this deal by the end of this year. The Americans here in Kabul and also there in Washington are saying that if President Hamid Karzai does not sign this deal, it will greatly affect their post-2014 presence plan in this country. But President Hamid Karzai seems deeply worried about his own legacy. He wants to be remembered not only by people at home, but also abroad. Many here believe that he may not change his mind at the end of the day, but other politicians say that he would change his mind. But Afghan officials are telling us that, as well as local politicians here, that President Hamid Karzai wants to leave a good legacy behind. He knows that if he signs this deal, it would greatly affect his political standing, his future political standing in this country.
Thank you so much for that update out of Kabul. Press TV's correspondent, Faiz Khorshid.